Does your inner monologue ever sound like, ugh, I'm never going to be good enough or thin enough, or I'm too old to start something new? I'm Jess Wiener, cultural expert and the host of Dominant Stories.
Those are all lies designed by culture and negative forces to keep you small.
Listen to Dominant Stories with me, Jess Wiener, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hi guys, Katie Lowe's here. You might know me as Quinn Perkins on Scandal. I'm also the host of Katie's Crib, a podcast about all things parenthood. Katie's Crib is back with new episodes every Thursday. We have got such an awesome lineup of guests. Michelle Buteau on having twins, Katerina Scorsone on raising three children, Kat McPhee Foster on being a new mom. We'll be covering everything from discipline to mom brain. Tune in. Listen to Katie's Crib on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Allie Wentworth, host of Go Ask Allie. My listeners want more, so we are digging in. Comedian Amy Schumer.
As far as cancel culture goes, I think that the people who are the most afraid and complaining about cancel culture are the ones who are in danger of being canceled, and they need to take a look at themselves.
I agree with you.
You know, I'm not worried about it because I know my intentions and I know that I'm like open to evolving.
Listen to Go Ask Allie every Thursday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Best of luck to you, brother. You shall certainly need it this season.
Dearest gentle reader, did you miss me?
Tighten your corsets and grab your whistle downs, because Bridgerton, the official podcast, is back for a second season.
Thank you for having me back. I'm glad I didn't misbehave too much last time that I was afforded a second invitation.
This time, host Gabrielle Collins is embarking on an episode-by-episode deep dive with some of your favorite actors and directors from the set of Bridgerton to answer all your burning questions.
My big question is, why bees? Why bees, Julia?
Whether it's your third rewatch or your 30th, these exclusive interviews are sure to give you some never-before-heard stories from behind the scenes of Bridgerton, alongside a healthy dose of laughter, heartfelt experiences, and plenty of gossip.
I remember being so nervous, and I had some line about Egyptian camel jockeys or something.
Egyptian camel jockeys.
I was like, that's not going to make it in, so...
I joke that the Bridgertons have turned croquet into a blood sport. It didn't have to be Pall Mall, but the interaction in that scene is so familiar to anybody who ever had a brother or sister.
In historical dramas, I got into any number of bits of hot water with producers when I said, can we just have someone of colour in this drama? And they just wouldn't go for it. They would always say, oh, no, 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 there were no people of colour in Britain at this time, which, of course, is nonsense, by the way. And I was just astonished and gratified to see people that look like me and look like my friends in a historical drama.
The Bridgertons will call each other out. They'll tell each other, like, how it is, you know? And I think that's what makes them such a close-knit family. And then we see that kind of grow within the Sharmans.
It was very weird. You know, you film the show, you finish, the world changes, and then you're going back. It was, like, one of the first times I'd, like, left the house in a significant amount of time.
Watch season 2 of the Shondaland series on Netflix, then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast, beginning April 7th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.